Simon and Schuster Audio presents High Tide by Jude Devereaux, read by Jenna Stern.
I won't do it. Fiona stared at the man across from her. It was a stare that usually stopped people in their tracks. In heels, Fiona was 6 feet tall, and when necessary, she used every inch of her height to intimidate. James Garrett might be several inches shorter than she was, but he did own the company. I did not say if you were willing to go. I said that you were going. My secretary has your tickets. With that, he looked down at his desk as though the matter were finished and she was to leave his office. But Fiona hadn't gotten where she was by being timid. I need to get back to work. Kimberly needs a few adjustments, and I need to talk to Arthur about projections for the coming season. James counted to four, then narrowed his eyes. Let me put it this way. You go on this 3-day fishing excursion with this man, or I'll separate you and Kimberly forever. Understand me? For a moment, Fiona stared at him without comprehension. But I am Kimberly. We can't be separated. Fiona had a few thousand more words she wanted to say, but the man was, after all, her boss, and his threat of taking Kimberly away from her was more than she could bear. Kimberly was Fiona's life. She had other friends, other enjoyments, but Kimberly was everything. 3 days, Fiona thought as her long legs ate up the distance back to her office. 3 days amid swamps, crocodiles, and some man who was demanding her presence. She strode into her office. Looking down at her assistant, Gerald, Fiona started to...